Oh, good evening. We're glad to have this many out this evening. Some were a little leery about the snowstorm. Hi, Jerry. Yeah, I know how it is. Mr. No-Show. But it's good to be here this evening, and we'll try to do the best we can this evening, so please study along with us. I want to talk about the ignorance of the world around me. I heard somebody state that they were traveling home one night and had the radio to a voice of a commentator that he couldn't really stand at all. He's nasally, whiny voice that got on his nerves, but the irritation is nothing compared to his views. And before I could switch the station, he said, I heard him saying with a tone of credibility, we actually have people in this country who actually think the world is only 6,000 years old. We actually have people in this country who actually pray to God. That was as much as I heard. As I continued to drive, it struck me that this person had come to the conclusion that if you hold a belief different from his own, then you must have arrived at it through ignorance. After all, if you was as educated as me, then we would all believe the same thing. See people like that? Actually think that we're ignorant because we worship God, because we pray to Him in our daily lives. Ask for thanksgiving for the food we have and the life we have and our health. But at the same time, we also pray for our food that has been given to us through God. But these individuals think, well, you really believe that? You got to grow up. And I realized that the earth is only 6,000 years old. Oh, that's been millions of years since it's taken place. And you have people like that. And it's so easy to fall into the trap that we know what we know must be right. And comparing others to self is not wise. And of course, 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and verse 12, where it says, for we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. When we sit back and try to compare ourselves to others, who do we think is right most of the time? These individuals are as good as me or what? I'm so much better. I don't make the same mistakes as they do. I know more than they do. And that's the attitude we have within our country today. Because the standard is not fixed according to them. What each person thinks is right, even though it differs. It is a form of pride, according to Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 16, where it says, be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. How many people have you talked to and seen that are wise in their own opinion? We see that on the news and commentators a lot of times. Where they express their opinion, everybody else is wrong. And we've seen that throughout the years within this country. And we got to realize we got to be careful of doing that. And sometimes we as Christians fall into that trap. There are those of us that feels that our opinion is the right one. And anything anybody else does is totally wrong. And that's wrong. Also in Romans 11, chapter verse 25, it says, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, the blindness in part that happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles have come in. The Pharisees and the Sadducees thought they were right. They had to agree with them, or else you were fools. You were sinners in the sight of God. And you didn't know anything. And the fact that we have those that believe the same thing. Proverbs, the third chapter, verse 7 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Again, we are warned about that. Also in Proverbs, the 26th chapter, verse 12, "Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him." How many people do you think to themselves of being wise? I'm smart. I know what's right and what's wrong. You know, nobody else knows as much as I do. And we got those out in the world that believe that. And we got those who are politicians or whatever that thinks that my way is the best way, and I'm going to fight and get nothing done for this country because of their attitude. I'm right. Everybody must agree with me. I know what's best. Think about it. Al Gore talked about this global warming years back. Now all these icebergs and glaciers are going to be melting and the sea is going to rise and flood everybody out. Well, everything's the same that it was when he made that statement. Then you had that little 12-year-old girl crying at United Nations. Couldn't think of it. United Nations, crying, pleading. We got to do something about global warming. We only got 12 years to live. 12 years has been up. She's now older. We're still alive. Nothing has changed. Same amount of glaciers that are there at that time are still there now. Nothing has changed. But according to them, they wanted to ruin everybody else's life. And we still got those that think they are right in what they believe. It's like as some of the commentaries say, it's like a religion to them. They wanted to believe this. But the opposite and the sample and proof before their eyes, they don't want to accept it. And we have those who are like that. And this is the fault of the Pharisees in Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 11 through 14. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess." And the tax collector, standing afar off, but not so much, raised his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." If we give ourselves praise and want to pat ourselves on the back, then we'll receive nothing at the end except eternal damnation and according to God's word. You can always find somebody who is worse than you, but does that make you a better person? I was talking to Eric the other day when we talked about how sometimes we think how bad we have it. And then you realize there's somebody else that's worse off and being sick or whatever. We think about ourselves when we got our little aches and pains. But then we think about Brother Harold and the things that he went through, Brother Donnie as his surgery, as he went through, and others. And they suffered more than what we had. Yeah, my back aches. Yes, my arm sore from doing things, but not as bad as what others had. I remember years ago at Walmart in old Washington, and there's a guy that sat on a flat piece of metal. He had no legs. From here down, nothing. And he was collecting money as everybody went through the store and people would throw money in for him to help him. And my dad looked at him and says, "I know you got it pretty bad. He says, no, sir. I seen worse off people walking in this door than me. That was his attitude. That's what he thought. I'm not as bad as some of the ones that walked into the store to buy what they needed. Sometimes they were worse off. He didn't put himself on a pedestal thinking, oh, woe is me. Oh, poor man. What can I do to make myself better? You can always find something that you did was good. But does that mean you are truly good? I used to make fun of the bosses down at the mill. When I get a pat on the back, I start reaching back there. And they say, well, what are you doing? I'm reaching for that knife that you're going to stab me with in the next couple of days because you're going to criticize me because I didn't do it as good as you thought. And we realize that. And the thing is, because if we do something good, does that make us better than everybody else? And there are people that actually believe that. You see, the publican appealed to God, attempting to see himself as God would see him. He knew he was the sinner. He pleaded with God to be merciful unto him. While the Pharisees said, look what I've done. Look at all the tithes I give. I fast twice a week. I'm not like the other individuals, the extortioners, the unjust, the adulterers. And even as this tax collector standing beside me, I'm not that bad. I'm better than everybody else. And they prayed to God that way. Also, speaking evil of what you don't know. A similar trap is to assume that what we know is the sum total of what needs to be known. How many people have you seen like that? They don't get all the details, but they spread it before they know actually what took place. When I was in high school, there was a bus accident, and by the time an hour left, through school, there were about 15 kids that died in the accident, and 10 others were transported to the hospital in a critical shape. And when we found out the truth, nobody got hurt. Not one. School bus was a little bit dinged up, but that's it. The car took more of a beating than the bus that hit them. But nobody was harmed. And people thought, I